Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Mem Ches. We're learning today Leilui Nishmas Aaron Rubenfeld, Aaron Aryeh ben Kudush Yaakov. We're also learning Leilui Nishmas Ann Tepper, Bernard Grosser, Dov ben Chaim, and Naftali ben Svi Moshe Cohen. That's Ann Pasternak's father. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Now, we had actually done the Mishnah, which begins on Mem Zayin Omid Beis, in yesterday's shiur, so we'll chazer it over real quickly to get ourselves back into the shiur. So we'll begin on Mem Zayin Omid Beis. We'll answer the bottom of the Mishnah. If a person says, Hareini Olecha Cherem, Reuven says to Shimon, I am Cherem to you. In other words, you can't get Hanoah from me. We pointed out this is talking about in the Galil, where there was no doubt as to what the word Cherem meant. It means that it's Bede Kabayis, and therefore there's an Isser Hanoah when Reuven says to Shimon, I'm Cherem to you, so there's an Issa Hanoah for Shimon to get Hanoah from Ruve. So Hamud or Osir. So the one who the Neder is about, Shimon, is also to get Hanoah from Ruve. And we said the other way around, Hare Atolai Cherem, if Ruve were to say to Shimon, you are a Cherem to me, then Ruve is asking Hanoah from Shimon. Hanoah der Osir, the one who made the Neder, Ruve is Osir. And if they said both, Hareini Olecha V'Atolai, if Ruve said, you're also to get enough from me, I'm also to get enough from you. So then obviously, Shtem Asurim, and we pointed out that's not the purpose of this. It's obvious that if in this situation that they both would be Asur, but the Chiddush is in the next part, Ushnei Mutar Medavar Shaloli Bola, Bavel, but both of them would be permitted in things that belong to no one. They belong to all of Klai Yisrael, but as we said, they're not Shutvim in this, it's Hefker to all of Klai Yisrael, and the Mishnah will explain what this means in a second as we turn to Mechesim with Aleph. But Asurim B'davar Shel Osir. But if Reuven and Shimon are living in a certain city, so then they are considered Shutvim to the things that belong to the city, which the Mishnah will explain right now, and therefore they still would be Asur in that. Now, what are the things that are from the Bnei Gola that they're mutter to each other, and what are the things that are from Osir that they're forbidden still to each other when Reuven and Shimon are Asur and Hanor to each other? So Veza Davar Shel Oli Bavel, what's the things that the people going up to be Ola Laregel that belong to all of Klai Yisrael, but not as Shutvim, but it's Hefker, it's permitted to all of Klai Yisrael, and therefore Reuven and Shimon are allowed to get Hanoah from this. What are examples of this? So we said it could go on Harabayis, the Azoros, Tabor, Shemsa, Derech. These are things that belong to everybody, but they're not Shutim in it. The Harabayis is owned by nobody, but it belongs to all of Klai Yisrael. The Azoros, they belong to nobody, but belong to all of Klai Yisrael. So therefore, Reuven doesn't have a stake in it, Shimon doesn't have a stake in it, and therefore they're not also to use these things. And likewise, the bar, the well, the pit that is in the middle of the derech for all the people that are Olaregel, so nobody owns that. It's considered part of everybody, but nobody really owns it. Therefore, Reuven is not getting enough from Shimon, Shimon is not getting enough from Reuven if they use it. As opposed to, what are things Yezu Dovah Shalosu here? What things that belong to the city? So Reuven and Shimon are members of the city, so it's owned by the members of that city, not by the rest of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, they are Shutvin in this, and therefore, the Kigon HaRachava, the public square, he uses sometimes the Davin, Vamerichatz, the bathhouses, Ubeis HaKnesses, the Shul, Vateva, we said in Machlokas, whether this means the Bima, or does it mean the Aron Kodesh, Vasvarim, these are the various Svarim that people read from, the Klafim, the Sefer Torah, etc. So all of these things are owned by each member of the city, and therefore Reuven owns a certain portion of it, Shimon owns a certain portion of it, and therefore they're also to use these things because of Nisai Noah. However, the Gemara says, you can get around this by Vakosiv Chokal and Nasi. The Gemara will ask, what does this mean? I'll explain what it means in the Maskata, like I did yesterday. So, in this situation, Reuven can write over all of his property, that his ownership, so to say, in these aspects of the city to the Nasi. Could be really anybody, as we'll see in a second, but the common way was to do this to the Nasi. Therefore, Shimon is not getting Hanoah anymore from Reuven. The Nasi is getting Hanoah from because the Nasi owns Reuven's share. Likewise, the Nasi owns Shimon's share, and therefore Reuven and Shimon could go benefit from all these things that belong to the Osoha ear. Now, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says to this that there's no difference. Echad Hakosiv LeNasi, Echad Kosiv LeHedjot, it can work to allow Reuven and Shimon to get an off from each other, but there's one difference between the two. Ma being Kosiv LeNasi, Kosiv LeHedjot, what is the difference between the two? Shakosiv LeNasi ain't Sorok LeZakos. That when you're giving it over to the Nasi, so the simple understanding over here is that you're making a shtar. Not everybody says you even need to make a shtar, but here we're assuming that you have to make a shtar, but you don't have to transfer it over to the Nasi. It automatically goes to the Nasi. The Nasi has given special powers, so to say, to acquire this, even with out of Kenya being made, as opposed to Lehedrit Sorok Lezakos. If Reuven is writing it over to Levi, here's my portion, Levi, you have it, then if he's making a shtar, he has to hand it over, has to be acquired by Levi in order for it to no longer belong to Reuven. That's the opinion of Yehuda. The Chum disagree. Chum Amrim, no. Echozeh, Echozeh, Tzrichim Lezakos. There has to be a Kenyan, according to the idea that you have to make a Kenyan, So it has to be a kinyan, whether it's to the nasi or whether it's to another person, because how else is it acquired by the person without a kinyan? So the chacham say you need to make kinyan. No, so then why do they mention hakosi chokol nasi? So lo dibru chachamim, the chachamim only said this over here, behove. They said this, they said lo dibru binasi, ela behove. They specifically mentioned the nasi over here because that was a common thing. Who would you write it over to? Mustami, you wrote it over to the nasi. And that's why it mentions Nasi, but it would work for Levi, it worked for Yehuda, any other person just as well, and you need to make a kinyan. Finally, the mission concludes, says Yehuda Omer, Einan shegolu tzrichim lichtov, shekvar kosu avusein ayidan. The people lived in the Golu, automatically it was already handed over to the Nasi, because as we'll see in the Gemara, they were argumentative people, and this would happen all the time, that Reuven would be asking Shimon and Hador, etc., and therefore there would be problems in using the shul, problems using the svarim of the shul, so therefore they already had it built in that the Nasi owned all of their shares, and therefore even if Reuven asked Shimon and Hador, Shimon would still be able to go and use these various city-type owned things like the Rechavo, the Beis HaKnesses, etc. Now, the Ron points out over here in Dibra Masko, Velo Dibru Binasi Ela Behova, an interesting idea. He says in the middle of this Ron, about 10 lines up from the bottom of this Ron, he says, Umasnisin Diktani Viasurin Bidav Shalosu here, our Mishnah that says that Reuven is also to use Shimon's share, Shimon is also to use Reuven's share in the city, is talking about the opinion of the Rabbanon, the Chachamim that we had in the previous Mishnah, Velo Rebbe Lezben Yaakov, Kidomel El, the basic Knesset, Kichotzer She'em Badin Chaluka. Dami. This machlokas we had on Daf Mem Vav 2 days ago, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that even when Reuven asked Shimon Hanor, they were shooting him in a yard, so even though Reuven said, Shimon, you asked to get enough for me, Shimon could still go in the yard. See, I'm going into my part of the yard. So too over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say, our Mishnah is not la halacha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say, no, even when Reuven asked Shimon, Shimon asked Reuven, so Reuven could still use the shul. He could still use the svarim. Likewise Shimon, because they could each say, I'm using my Chatzer. I'm using my part of the shul. And therefore, Hilka, Kevin, the Afsika, Hilka, Sol, El, Kerb, Lesman, Yaakov. And the Ran points out that since we paskin like Kerb, Lesman, Yaakov, that's what we said the other day, so Lesol, Mastisin, our Mishnah is not La Locha. So after all we just said and done, we rechazed over the Mishnah, the Ran says it's not La Locha. However, he says, I'm surprised, the Rambam Paskin in Perek Zayin and Hilchos Nedarim, Kirib Lezim Yaakov, Upasak Nebel Mastisin. He seems to have an irreconcilable difference in Psak, in that he Paskins like Lezim Yaakov, but he also Paskins like our Mishnah. And he says, the Ramban asks on this, and it's left with Akasha to the Ran, how could the Rambam Paskin seemingly contradictory statements like Rabbi Lezim Yaakov and also like our Mishnah? Okay. That's really Chazorah from yesterday. Now we start fresh with the new Gemara. Amai Mitzah. We said in the middle of the Mishnah, it says, Vakosev Chokol Inasi. So on the simple reading of the Mishnah, it seems to be saying that if you were to write it over to the Nasi, you would be Asur. So Amai Mitzah, why in the world would you be Asur? So that's obviously not what it means. It means what I answered and said it means when I read the Mishnah. Amir Sheish says, Halkitani, this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Uma Takonasan, it's like there was missing words. And it says, how do you get around? Reuven and Shimon now can't get any Hanah from each other, so they can't get Hanah from the city, Mioso here. So how do you correct this? So Yichtivu Chalkel Nasi. So the Mishnah is telling us, go right over Reuven's share to the Nasi, or Shimon should write over share to the Nasi, and therefore Reuven and Shimon can each get Hanah from Oso here. Now, we have a long re-quoting of the Mishnah, which we're looking at Gozit Tzunim Osala said all of this is unnecessary, but I'll chaz it over real quickly. We just read it now. I'll chaz it one more time. It's a good chance to do chazar. We don't have the opportunity that much in the Daf Yomi. So, Yehuda Omer, Echa Kozi L'Nasi, Echa Kozi L'Hedyod, Umah Ben Kozi L'Nasi, Echa Kozi L'Hedyod. Yehuda said that you could do this to anybody, but there's a difference between writing it over to the Nasi and the Hedyod. As we said, a Kozi L'Nasi in circle Zakos, a Kozi L'Hedyod circle Zakos, whether you need to make a kinyan or not. So, give the Nasi special powers that he doesn't need to make a kinyan on it. Whereas the Hedyot would need to make a kinyan on it. Whereas the Chachamim said, no, in both they need to make a kinyan. That the only reason why it was specifically mentioned the Nasi is that was a more likely scenario. But, in fact, both would need to make a kinyan. And then the Mishnah concluded and it said, Rav Yudomer, Einan Shegolu Tzrich L'Zakos, Shekvar Kosu Avusein Ayiden. The people that lived in the Galil didn't have to do this because it was already transferred over to the Nasi. The Brayis explains why. Tanya, we learned in the following Brayis, Rav Yudomer, that Anshe Golul Kantronin Hayu. Yehuda says the people in Gala were contrary. In other words, they were argumentative. These people were, as the Mefarish says over here, Kasonim. They would quickly get angry with one another, and Reuven would get angry. Shimon, oh, Shimon, you're Asar Novbi. Shimon would get angry with Reuven, and Shimon would say, Reuven, you're Asar Novbi. So they were an argumentative people. And therefore, the Anshe Galo, since they were so argumentative, are you Nodrin and Nodrin? And it was very common that people in the city would be ushering other people in the city to get an arm from them. So the leaders of that time, the previous generations, Amdu Abu Sayyim, so the people who realized that we were an argumentative people, so the leaders of those people years ago in the Galil said, Bekasu Chalkeinu Nasi, they said, nobody in this city really owns anything. We're giving over all of our shares for now and for posterity to the Nasi. So therefore, the town's property is not a shutvis of each individual person. It's, so to say, owned by the Nasi. And therefore, even if Reuven has a Shimon Anah, Shimon can still use the shul. Very smart move to deal with the people that were so unfortunately intense and argumentative with each other and would quickly lead to Nidar. Again, not a good thing, but this was the practical answer to their personal natures, their psychological makeup. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamudu Hanor Mechaveiro. If Reuven asks Shimon to get Hanor from him, and Ein Loma Yochal, and Shimon has nothing to eat, so Reuven feels bad that Shimon can't get an offer from him. Shimon has nothing to eat. So what does he do? Nos liyachar l'shul matana. So Reuven is allowed to give over to Levi a matana of food. He gives him over a sandwich. And Levi then can go and give it to Shimon. And that's not considered that Reuven gave Hanor to Shimon. Reuven gave the Hanor to Levi, which is absolutely no problem. And then Levi subsequently gave that very sandwich over to Shimon. That's allowed. Balon mutubar. Shimon is allowed to go and eat that sandwich. And Maisa b'yechad b'deis Chorin, now we've had this Mishnah and this specific story about the Maisa b'yechad Chorin a number of times already. So there once was a Maisa in a city called Beis Choron. Shahayo Aviv, the father of a person, was Mudar Heimenu Hanoa. That's the correct gear, so it should be Mudar Heimenu Hanoa. So we have three generations, as we'll see in this story. You have the grandfather, the father, and the son. That's what I'll call them. So the father assured his father, the person we're calling the grandfather, to get any Hanoa from him. Don't ask why. He got into a fight with his father, and the father says to the grandfather, you are usher to go and get any Hanoa from me. But then, Boya Masi has been out. But now, the son of the father, in other words, the grandson, is getting married. So again, we have the grandfather, the father, and the son. The father ushered the grandfather in Hanoa, and his son is now getting married. The grandson is now getting married, and he wants his grandfather, the father, to be there. So what do they do? So the son says to his friend, listen, I want my father to be at this wedding, but he's also to get an offer for me. This entire wedding feast that I prepared, and the courtyard that the wedding feast is in, the chotzer and the suda, I'm giving over to you. The son says to his friend, here is everything. It all belongs to you. But he says, the only reason I'm giving it to you is El Kadesh Yavo Abba V'yochal Imona Besuda, so that my father, the grandfather in our story, is able to come and eat with us at the wedding and to enjoy the chatzar and the suda at the wedding, because he can't get an offer from me. But I'm giving it all over to you. But I'm giving it over to you for the sole purpose of allowing the grandfather to come to the wedding. So the friend says, wait a second. He says, Omar, Im Shalihem, if you're really giving over the chutz and the suit to me, Harehem Mukdashim L'Shamayim, I'm making him hektish. Now, why is he doing that? Because he says, you're trying, as we'll see in the Mishnah, you're trying to get me into trouble. You're basically trying to use me as the excuse to have your father break the nether that you set up for him. And I'm not going to be part of that. So therefore, I'm making everything hektish. If it's really mine, I'm making it all hektish. So Amalo, the son, says to his friend, that's not why I gave it to you. Did I give this to you that you should be makdish? I only gave it to you to allow my father to come. So it's technically yours and it's not mine. And therefore the grandfather is allowed to come to the wedding. Amalo, so the friend says to him, no. If you gave me yours, so then I should be able to go and be makdish. But you didn't give it to me. You're just doing this as a charade, as a harama. Ella, the whole purpose of you giving it to me, so to say, wasn't that I should have it. It's not really mine. You're giving it to me so that you and your father, the son and the grandfather, are able to go and eat together at the wedding, ochlin v'shosim, eat and drink together at the wedding, mitzvahs elazeh, and to make up with each other and to be friends with each other. And you want the sin, so to say, of the father, the grandfather in this case, eating at the son, who he's not allowed to get an off from, to be on my head. Tali b'rosho, he says in the third person, he says it should be on his head, meaning his own head. He doesn't want to say it should fall on my head. It's like, atitach pelu satan. So he says it should be on his head, but it means, you want me, the friend says, I should be the one that, so to say, gets into trouble over here. Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, therefore, kol matana she'ena, she'im matana. Now, the number of different curses over here, they all say basically the same thing. The Chacham said, anytime you give a matana, call matana, she'im hekdisha, te'im mukdeshes, that if you were to go and make it hektish, it doesn't become hektish, so ain't a matana, then it's not a valid matana. The Ran has a slightly different gears over here because he wants to point out that there are cases, for example, a matana al manas lahachsir, that are not able to be made fully hektish, and that they are good matanas. So the Ran says that technically, one of the answers that the Ran gives is technically a matana al manas lahachsir could be hukdash for the period of time that it's given over to the first person. So let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gives Shimon a present and he says, you can have this present for 5 days, and after 5 days you have to return it to me. So how is that able to be made hektish? It's not Shimon's to be able to make hektish. So the Ran says, on the one example of this, he says, yeah, for those 5 days, he can make it hektish, and the hektish would go away after those 5 days. That's one of the answers that the Ran gives. So therefore, that's why a matana amanas lahachsir is not a problem with this statement. But in general, the Chacham said, if a matana is not something that the person owns so much so that he could make it hektish, then it's not considered a valid matana. That's a Mishnah. The Gemara starts off and says, first you say over here, that you're allowed to give it over as a gift. We said, Ba'alah mutur ba, in the situation of Reuven, asked Shimon to get anah, so Reuven can give the sandwich to Levi, and Levi can give it to Shimon, and that's perfectly good. And then you give us a Maisa, where we seem to go against that. The Maisa in the Beis Chorin seems to go against that. So Maisa listar, that's not the style. When the Mishnah gives a case, it supports what we just said, it doesn't argue with what we just said. Here, the Maisa of the Beis Chorin seems to disagree with the idea that Hamuda Hanua Mechavero. And then the chavera in lomal lechol, so no stoli achlu shematana. Ruvi can give it to Levi, and Levi can give it to Shimon, and no problem. Allah mutuba. So ma'isa listar. This is ma'isa beis chorin. Argue with the Mishnah. Someone says no. Mechusur imechzav achitani. It's so to say missing some pieces in the Mishnah, and this is how you have to understand the Mishnah as follows. Yes, if Reuven asks Shimon in Hanoah, so Reuven can't give the sandwich to Shimon, but he could give the sandwich to Levi, and then Levi could give it to Shimon. But in the act of giving the sandwich over to Levi, he makes it clear that Levi is only allowed to go and give it to Shimon. It doesn't really belong to Levi. If the end result over here is clearly showing that giving over that present to Levi wasn't really a present, and then also, then Levi can't give it to Shimon, and where it was also. So the Maisa and Beis Chorin actually supports, is actually perfectly in accord with what the Reisha of the Mishnah says. If the Sofo shows that the Tchiloso wasn't a real valid present, such as what happened in the Maisa in Beis Chorin, so then it's not considered a valid gift. And therefore, it still belongs to Reuven in our case, and Shimon would not be allowed to eat the sandwich. Okay. Amar Rava, Rava explains, Lo Shanu, we only said this, Elo de Amar Le, where Reuven said to Levi, Vehinon lefanecho, Elo kadesh yovu abba. So in the case of Beis Chorin, so the son, the person who's making the wedding, wants his father, who's also in Hanoah, to be there, and he goes over to Levi, the third party, and he says, this should be here on the condition, so to say, only for the purposes, Ela Kadesh Yavu Abba, that my father, the grandfather, should be able to come to the wedding. So in that situation, it's no good. However, Rava, in the first version of Rava, says, Aval, Omar Lei, if the son says to his friend, he says to Levi, Shiyu lefanecha, shiyavu Abba, it should be yours. I'm hoping that you'll go and invite Abba and my father, the grandfather, to the wedding. So then, Amar Rava, Rava is telling us, midaitcha hud yamale. This is your choice. It's, as the Ran says, it's as if he's not making it tonight. He says, the lav tanohu, umatona gemurihi. So the Ran is saying in this situation, the way Rav is explaining it, if he says, I'm giving it to you, I'm hoping that you'll invite my father to the wedding, but you have the absolute right not to invite him, as the Ran says, di bai ovid hochi, if he wishes to, he can, but he's not obligated to. So in this situation, it is a valid gift. It's only when he said, you only have it if you invite the father, but if you don't invite the father, the grandfather in our story, so then it's not going to be an accepted gift. So then, you're right, Taka, it's not a gift. But here he says, I'm giving it to you with the hope that you're going to go invite the grandfather to the wedding. So then, in that situation, it is a valid gift. That's the first version of Rava. The Ran explains a little bit further, in Dira Maskel, Avo Omele, the Yovo Abba Midaitcha Hu Di Omele. So he adds, he says, that this idea is in accord with the Gemara in Beitza, in Perik Yontif. It says over there, Bahau De Omar, a man said, Havu dalid meya zuze liplanya. Give 400 zuz to such and such a person, and he should use that 400 zuz ulinasiv bratoy. He should then go and want to marry my daughter. And it said over there, the Amar Rava. Rava said over there, others have the gears of it should be Rapapa. Dalid me'azuz is shakil, that this person acquires the Dalid Zuz. However, Brate, the daughter, Iboy Nosif, Iboy Lo Nosif. He has the rights to marry or not marry her. So you see that this is a perfectly good present. So our case over here, according to the first version of Rava, is a perfectly good question. He's giving him over the Chotzer and the Suda. He's hoping that the guy will invite the grandfather. But if he doesn't, he still owns the Chatzur and the Suda, so therefore this is a valid present. That's the first understanding we have of Rava. Now the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina Amrina Law. There's a second version of Rava that different than the first version. And according to this version, Amar Rava, Rava said, don't only say it's in the case of our Mishnah. Well, Tema, Tema, don't say that the reason that in this situation the friend doesn't really acquire it because it was given over with the full specific understanding that it's only given over to him, the chatz and the suda, to the friend in order to invite the grandfather. The amalei v'hinu lefnecha hu diyasa. Don't think only in that case is the grandfather not allowed to come yet. But even in the case, avol, even amalei hey lefnecha sheyavu abba v'yochal, even in the situation where he says, it's yours and I'm hoping you're going to invite the grandfather to the wedding, don't think that that's mutter. That's still asr. It's still even aser in that situation. Why? My timer. Because sudaso mochachas olav. Because this version of Rava says that that still is aser. Because it's obvious that the whole purpose of this gift is to just invite the grandfather. So the suda, the fact that the grandfather is being invited, that shows us that this gift was a harama, and it's not a real gift. As the Ran explains in the last Ran, Lishna Achrina, he says, then he, the Ba'alma, in general, the Yavo, Lav Tanayhu, that this, I hope that he'll come, isn't a real Tanay. Here it's different. Hocha shiny. Why is that? Mishum da'anan sahade. Because we're witnesses to this. We're, so to say, it's so clear and obvious. Shein oda mechin suda linasui b'no. That nobody goes and makes a huge wedding for his son, the Nosna Liacha, and then gives over the wedding and the wedding hall to somebody to do with it whatever he wants. It's obvious he's only doing this in order that the grandfather should be able to come. Hilkach sudaso muchachasalov. This is a charade. This is aroma. It's clear and obvious. Anansade, we're witnesses over here that he's not giving this over with a full gift, but he's only giving it over so the grandfather can come. The Ma'idah, and that which he says, Yovu Abba, Litanai Gomer Komer. It's not just, oh, I hope you'll invite father. I hope you'll invite the grandfather to the wedding. No, it's obvious that that's the sole purpose. Now, this is the first opinion that the Ran brings down. However, the Ran says, Mew, cause of Rashba's out. The Rashba, the Davka Kishomer came Bishas Matana. He points out that this is only true if it's given with this statement, I hope that you'll invite father, the grandfather, to the wedding. So then it's only given over. It's only going to be a problem if it's said over at the time of the actual matana. Avoli achabi came, but he first gives it over without any statement, and then later on, a day later, a week later, he says, I hope now you'll invite my father. So then that situation, it's perfectly permissible. The bishas matana lo mamidi, because at the time that he gave it over, he actually didn't say anything. That's the opinion of the Rashba. But the Rambam disagrees. Avol harav, Rabbeinu Moshe, bar Maimon Zal, Kosav, he brings down in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam says, at any point in time, if he qualifies, so to say, his giving over the matana, that ruins it in retrospect. Okay, so Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Rambam is brought down by the Ran as to how far this Isser will continue. But the second version of the Ran is much stricter than the first version of the Ran. And we turn to Memches on the days to discuss this with the following Maisa Shehoya. How Gavra, the once was a person, Davale Bra, who had a son, the Hava Shomit, now the gears that we have is Kipe de Kisna. We have a number of different interpretations of what this is. So the Ran brings down Shaya Gonev, the top Ran, Shaya Gonev Agudo Shopishta. And this son was a robber. He would steal other people's flax. That's the opinion of the Ran. Tosos, we go around the Daf. So Tosos says over here that this is Anitze Pishton. This Kipe de Kisna are bundles of flax, haya shamit umakalkal himself. He would just ruin them. He would take them and ruin them from other people. The Rosh explains that gozul, that this, he stole them, tachshite nashim, but it wasn't bundles of flax. These kipe de kisna, he says, were jewelry of women. Shishmon kipe, and they were called kipe, these jewelry. The hemshol pishton, and they were made up of pishton, as he brings out more in Shabbos. And finally, the Mefari says, shaya gozul, I need to pishton like the Rosh, but then he has another pshat. Is the Arme shoyu mishamet atzmo milil mo Torah? He stayed away from learning Torah. But he also say ba'anitze pishton, and instead he went to work. So whatever this son was, it made the father very, very unhappy. Four different interpretations of what the son did, each one of them made the father very, very unhappy. So the father over here, how gavra, the havale bro, the havishomit kipe de kisna, that his son did whatever it was, these four things that we said he possibly did, the son did something wrong, and the father was very upset. So asrinu lenichse ale. So the father asked his son to go and get any hanoah from his property. So the son is, so to say, written out of the will. Amrule, the people said to the father who wrote his son out of the will, no. And what happens if your son, the bum, this son who did these things wrong with the pishtan, what happens if he has an erlich son? So your grandson is going to be a talmud chacham, and you wrote him out of the will? Now, the Ran explains over here that the ha'uvdach in the middle of the Ran in Dira Maschel Amrule says that this story is as follows. This is the full details of the story. This man, the father who was angry with his son, how will they train B'ni? He had two sons. Chad Mali, one was an Eruch, a wonderful child. The Edoch, the one that we're talking about over here, Davi Shomit Kipe, the Kista. He was the one that was the robber. He was the one that did the bad things. So he has a good son and a bad son. Now, the Kirubo, the Hava boy, Limizvinu, Linuchose, Lahau Demali. And it was clear that he wanted to give over all of his property to the good son, and right out of the will, the bad son. And that's why all the people said to him, if your grandson from the bum, from the son who's the bum, if he has a good son, who's the grandson, who is going to be a Talmud Chacham, why are you writing him out of the will? So therefore, now back to the Gemara, so now the father over here who wrote his bum son out of the will said, okay, let my bad son, the bum son, be kone half of the property, like he's entitled to. Let's assume there's no bechor over here, so he's entitled to half of the property, but only on the condition, and if he eventually does have a son. Right now, he didn't have any children, otherwise he could have given it right away to the grandson. So right now, the simple understanding is that he didn't have a grandson yet. So he sees his son as a bum, and he says, but if you end up having a son who is a Talmud Chacham, my grandson is a Talmud Chacham from the son who's a bum, so then, lik nay, then I'm giving it to you, to give over to him. In other words, you never really own a share in it. And therefore, you're only a middleman over here to get this Yerusha to the good grandson that's to be born. Now, what's the halach in this situation? The Gemara says, my, do we say this works, or do we say that it doesn't work? In other words, can the father give the present over to the grandson through the bum son without the bum son ever really owning it? And essentially what the Ran is saying over here, that if he doesn't have a grandson, then it doesn't go to this son. In this situation, the Ran continues where we left off, Mishum Hachi Amulei, I have bar broch tzuvi rabbanon, lomo yizakim in achasim, so why shouldn't he get it? So he says, Shapir kamrisu, you said very well, likle hadein palga, so let this bum son get half of it, only the have bray tzuvim rabbanon likne bray lau palga. So in that situation, the bum son will give it over to his good son, the grandson. But the lo, if he doesn't have a good son, so levu kulu lahach brodemali. So then he doesn't get any of it. The bum son doesn't get it, and it all goes 100% over to the good son. So my, the Gemara says, what is the halach in this situation? Does this work or does this not work? So we have a machlokas between the Chachamim in Pumbedisa and Rav Nachman. So first we have the Pumbedisa Chachamim. Amrei b'Pumbedisa, they said in the Beis Medrash in Pumbedisa, Keni al minas lahaknos hu, v'chol kni al minas lahaknos lo kani. They said this is exactly our case of Beis Chorin, that the only reason it was given over to the bum son was to give it to the grandson. That doesn't work. It's not a real matana, and therefore it doesn't work. Kol kni, any attempt to make a transfer that is contingent upon a specific action, lo kni. This is not a tanai. If you do this, then you get it. If you don't do this, you don't get it. No, I'm giving it over to you for the sole purpose of giving it over to him. That doesn't work. And Pumbedisa, they say, you can't do this. It doesn't work. And everything automatically will belong to the good son, because the father wrote the bum son out of the will, and this attempt to give it over to the good grandson that will be born doesn't work. That's what they said, the Chacham in Pumbedisa. Rav Nachman disagrees and says it does work. Rav Nachman Amar Kani, is this works. The bum son does acquire it to transfer it over to the good son. If he does have a good son, if there's a good grandson coming from the bum son, so then the grandson does acquire it. Why is that? Because this works like a kinyan sudra, what we call a kinyan chalipin. Daha sudra kini amanas lahaknas du. When Reuven wants to transfer something over to Shimon. So Shimon takes out his kerchief, his sudar, that's why it's called the Kinyan sudar, and he says, Reuven, you pick up this sudar. And when he takes the sudar, he acquires the sudar, and in exchange for Reuven getting the sudar, now Shimon acquires the piece of land or the property, whatever it was, that is being transferred from Reuven to Shimon via this Kinyan sudar. And therefore, Rav Nachman says, this is no different than an exchange. When he gives over, the father gives over to the bum son the property, this is analogous to a Kinyan Sudar. Because in our case, where Reuven wants to transfer over something to Shimon, and Shimon gives Reuven his Sudar, and Reuven picks it up, so Reuven doesn't really acquire the Sudar. He gives it back to Shimon a minute later. So therefore, there's not a real Kinyan in this Sudar. The kerchief, the pen, the cell phone that the Rav gives over to the participants in the Kinyan for the Tanoim, or in the Kinyan for the Ksuba, so the Rav expects to get it back. So the transfer of the Kinyan Sudar isn't really to give over the Sudar, it's just a mechanism, this Kinyan Sudar, this Kinyan Chalipin, is to transfer the responsibility of the Ksuba to the Chosin, or it's to transfer the property from Reuven over to Shimon. But Shimon, when he gives over his Sudar to Reuven, Reuven doesn't own that Sudar, he gives it right back. So it's a harama over there too, but it allows the Kinyan to work. So Rav Nachman says, so too over here. In our case, with the father giving over the property to the bum son in order to give it over to the good grandson, so it works as well. So we have a machlokas. The Chacham and Pumbedis say it doesn't work, and Rav Nachman says it does work. And just like Rav Nachman says, this Kinyan Sudar is not a real Kinyan. It's only on the condition, so to say, to transfer over the property. So too does the bum son acquire the Yerusha, the half of the Yerusha from the father, and gives it over to his good son when that good son is born. So we have a couple of kashas on Rav Nachman. So I'm a Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, wait a second. Uman lema lon de sudra itofis leilo mitfas. Wait a second. Why are you assuming that when Shimon gives over his kerchief, his pen, the wallet, the cell phone to Reuven for the affecting of the Kinyan Sudar, that Reuven doesn't really own it? If Reuven doesn't want to give that kerchief back, guess what? Reuven doesn't have to. He actually owns it. The minig is to get it back. But guess what? Reuven says, wow, this is a nice kerchief. I think I'm going to keep it. Thank you very much. He technically owns it. So don't compare the two. In our case, the bum son never really owns it. It was solely given over to transfer over to the good grandson. So Rav Ashi says to Rav Nachman, the cases aren't analogous. The Kinyan Sudar technically belongs to Reuven. When Shimon gives him his Sudar, Reuven actually owns it. And if Reuven doesn't want to give it back, he actually doesn't have to. So therefore, the two aren't the same. And furthermore, even if you want to say, okay, he's going to give it back, Sudra kni alminas lahaknos ukni min hashta. At the moment that the Sudar is given over, that's when the exchange occurs. So the minute Shimon gives over his kerchief to Reuven, at that moment, right when the Sudar is in Reuven's possession, the property that Reuven wanted to transfer over to Shimon, the responsibility that's being transferred over, is transferred over immediately at that point in time. And then even if he subsequently does give back the Sudar, at the moment that the exchange occurred, Reuven did own the Sudar. So in our situation, that's not what occurs. When does this bum son acquire these possessions? Not at the moment that he's given them. It's only years later when his son grows up, the grandson grows up, and turns out to be a Talmid Chacham. Only then, when he's 18 years old and sitting in yeshiva in Beis Medrash all day. So now do we see that the property that the father gave over to the bum son now transfers over to the good grandson. Only now. The Suda has been returned a long time. And at this point, when the grandson becomes the owner, so to say, of the property, the Suda has been returned a long time. In other words, these two cases aren't analogous. So Rav Ashi says, for these two reasons, Rav Nachman is wrong. Furthermore, the Gemara continues and says, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav also questions Rav Nachman. He says, Our Mishnah, va matnas beis chorin. The whole case of our Mishnah, with the grandfather, the son, and the grandson, where the grandfather is asur nanah to the son, and the son gives over the entire chatzin suda to the friend Levi, with the condition that he invites the grandfather to the suda. We said that that didn't work. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, "Boa matnas be'chorin," which is the case of the kani al menas lahaknosu v'lo kani, and it didn't work. So this is exactly the case. How can you, Rav Nachman, say that the bum son acquires it with the condition that he's giving it over to the good grandson? It doesn't work from our Mishnah. So how did Rav Nachman respond to this? So Zimnun Amale Mishum Dusudosu Mochachaslov, that here sometimes he gave the answer because, as we pointed out in the second version of Rava, that no matter what, this is clear that this is only given over in order to have the grandfather come. So the Suda changes everything around. The fact that nobody would go prepare a Suda and then give it away before the wedding, so it was clear that it wasn't the real present. So that was the answer that Rav Nachman sometimes gave away. Our Mishnah can't be used to schlug up the case of the bum son and the grandson acquiring the property. Or alternatively, Vizim and Amalei, other times Rav Nachman responded to this Shiloh from Rava, how is our Mishnah in accord with you? So he would say that this is, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. What was Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, we learned previously that he holds Afilu Viter Asur Bimudur Hanah, that when Reuven asks Shimon Hanah, so then Shimon can't get any Hanah from Reuven, even the things that are normally given over. So as I always give the example, you buy a pound of cookies and you get a couple of extra cookies, so in that situation, that Viter, that little bit of extra, which is a normal business transaction, Rabbi Elazar says, even that he's not allowed to get. That's how far it goes. So that's why in our Mishnah, even though technically the kinyan would work, but that little vitor, that little bit extra, is the authorship of our Mishnah by Rabbi Elazar that says it's no good. But the Chacham would say it's good, and therefore I hold like the Chacham. Now the Gemara says, another kasha on Rav Nachman, Tanan, our Mishnah said, Amru Chachamim, kol matana she'ena, she'im hekdisha, te'im hekudeshes, ena matana. We said in our Mishnah that if the person who gets a matana doesn't have the right to go be makdishit, so then it's not considered a valid matana. Now it said, kol matana, every matana. What is that extra word kol coming to include? Kol, la suye mai. What is kol coming to include over here? Isn't it coming to include la suye ha milsa? Isn't it coming to include our case? Now, there are two different girsas over here that are jumbled together. Either it should be de shamit kipe, or it should be de shajab kipe. De shamit kipe, it means our case over here of the son who's the ganav with the flax, like any of the four interpretations that we had of what he was doing over here, that he stole something, he did something wrong. So then the girsa should be de shamit kipe. Alternatively, it should be Dishadja Bikipe. So this is a lashon over here that the father said two different things. That the father said that his son, the bad son, the bum son, shouldn't have any ownership. But then he said a second thing, the Dishadja Bikipe. He doubled up, so to say, and that, yes, the son, the bum son, can get it if he's going to give it over to a good grandson. So in any event, our Mishnah seems to go against this idea. The kol matana seems to say it excludes the case of the bum son going and giving it over to the good grandson. So how can you tell us, Rav Nachman, that that is mutter? So the Gemara would answer for Rav Nachman, lo, that's not what it means, kol matana. Our Mishnah doesn't mean this scenario. What is our Mishnah saying? The kol is coming to include, the kol is lasuye, it's coming to include Lishna Basra, the Shmai Siddur Rava. It's coming to include the Lishna Achrina, the second version of Rava, that Rava had said in that situation also, even when he gave it over, and he said, I hope you'll go and invite the grandfather to the wedding. So even in that situation, it's no good. And that's what our Mishnah is coming, called Matana. Even in a situation where it wasn't said specifically, I'm giving you the Chatz and the Suda that you invite my father. He says, I'm giving you the Chatz and the Suda, and I hope you'll go and invite my father to the wedding. So even in that situation, it doesn't work. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. But in the case of the bum son, Rav Nachman would hold the kinyan would work in that situation, l'shitaso. This is a little bit complicated. I hope it was clear. This we conclude the fifth perek, the beautiful fifth perek of Hashutvin. Hadron Alecha Hashutvin, Hadron Alecha Hashutvin, Hadron Alecha Hashutvin. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will begin the sixth perek. Have a wonderful day. With this we conclude today's shiur.